This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains is on the air. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. We are blessed to have you listening. Excuse me very much, whether it be on the voice of the Northern Plains, the legendary 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, 50,000 watt patriotic blow torch of the valley, 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken, serving our friends in Tioga and Williston, Watford City, Stanley, North Dakota. Glad you're out there. Newtown, of course, as well. Don't forget Ray. AM 1460 KLTC and Dickinson. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us momentarily. And the talk radio town hall on the air. Any and all questions welcome on the program today. Some have already come in. Welcome more of those. Marco Rubio said last night, there's nothing to worry about here. Donald Trump is not the inevitable nominee. Most of you, a lot of you, have said today, look, it's... myself included, to sit there and say, wow, he keeps rolling the table here. It's impossible to say who the nominee will be, and who will, sort of the momentum is going with until we get to March 15th. We are a ways away. And between March 1st, next week, and March 15th, 55% of the delegates are ultimately, decided. So we've got a ways to go. But here's Rubio's take on what's going to happen. See what you think of this.
Donald Trump actually underperformed, but Mitt Romney did not once but twice in the state. Look, I've been saying this for a long time now. This is an unusual election. Throw out everything you know about presidential politics because this year is very different. It's been proven week after week. And right now what you have is a situation where Donald, the majority of the Republican electorate, the majority of Republican voters in this country do not want Donald Trump to be the nominee. I think that's been pretty clear now. The problem is that they're divided up among four people. At some point in South Carolina, it was five people. Before that, it was seven people. So until there's some consolidation here, you're not going to have a clear alternative to Donald Trump.
So there you go. That's his take. And that's, I mean, he obviously is factual when he says a majority are voting against Donald Trump. It's factual when he says in Nevada he underperformed Mitt Romney. But why? Because there's more people in the race at this time. That's why. To help us sort all that out is our next guest, who is conducting a straw poll of North Dakotans for their views on who the presidential candidates ought to be. Ben Carson will join us on the Talk Radio Town Hall 1 week from today to talk about just that. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us on What's on Your Mind. Good morning, Kevin.
How are you? I'm glad you're leaving it to me to sort it all out, because I'm every bit the expert that every other voter is. and by the way, those who have expert by their name are not.
Yeah, not this cycle, that's for sure. No, the rules have all changed, haven't they?
They have largely, but there is one rule that doesn't seem to have changed, but a lot of the experts want to pretend it's changed, and that is that the rule of momentum. It's the rule I've talked about week after week. It's why I did the straw poll. It's why I think it was foolish for North Dakota not to participate in the caucuses. It's because this all still comes down, the early process comes down to creating momentum for the eventual nominee, just because of by virtue of the dropout of people at the bottom of the polling week after week. And I think I don't think we're going to see it any different this time than we have in the past. And I appreciate Senator Rubio's comments about, the majority of participants are voting against Donald Trump, but that supposes that everybody who voted for somebody other than Donald Trump's second choice is somebody other than Donald Trump. And I think that is I can understand why that would be the perspective he'd want to promote.
Right, and if you're an opponent, you're going to use that line, but give me a break. I mean, the momentum's with Trump, there's no doubt about it. On the other hand, when we talk about Trump as a force, he did get less of a percentage of the vote than Mitt Romney did. There's other people in the race, and that's why. The turnout there, by the way, was off the charts.
Right.
I think it was 33,000 last time, and it was 37,000 pre-registered, and I think they ended up with, I can't remember if it was 80 or 50. It was a huge increase in their turnout. So
yes. There's
something going on, right?
There's something going on. The interest level is high. Participation is obviously very high. And I don't know how you couldn't attribute a fair bit of it to Donald Trump's response to the anger that, of the American people. And anybody that ignores it, and we've been saying this for months, anybody that ignores it does it at their own peril. But it's fascinating. And Scott, the thing that I always come down to, and I've been telling people this all morning in Washington, trust people. Just trust people. You know, that they're going to make a good decision, and whatever that decision is, that will be the person who is nominated at the convention. That will be the name placed in nomination. It'll be who is nominated. They'll run against most likely Hillary Clinton. And again, you trust the people, and it works just fine. That's not to say you should fight vigorously and whatnot for your candidate and advocate, you know, the virtues of your candidate, try to get people to vote for your candidate, the candidate of your choice. But there's a lot more hand-wringing going on than there needs to be.
So I want to ask you the question I've asked everybody else, and we have some calls that have come in before the show and some coming in now on the lines. We'll get to the calls. If Donald Trump is the president, do we know what we'll get?
Well, that is a little bit of the discomfort I think a lot of people feel, because he's campaigning as on a very different philosophy than he's, you know, previously proposed and supported over the years. That said, you know, he makes the Ronald Reagan case, and it's somewhat legitimate, although Ronald Reagan's conversion was long, and it was long before he ran for president. So that is the problem, Scott. But here, I do think people do shortchange Donald Trump's capacity and ability to, I don't want to say accommodate, but, you know, to work with the majority and to work with people toward, the right goals and whatnot. It's funny to listen to him talk, because even he has been saying, look, I'm going to be a lot nicer candidate soon when I don't have so many people to attack. Now, most of us aren't as transparent as that when we talk about our strategy. But I think there's that, and I do think there's the evolution of ideas. I do think let's go back to Ronald Reagan, because I think he's a great example. Ronald Reagan campaigned for president on the idea of cutting taxes. The top tax rate when he was running for president, I think, was 70%. But it was House member Jack Kemp's tax package that eventually became Ronald Reagan's. Ronald Reagan endorsed Jack Kemp's, because once Ronald Reagan became the nominee, then became president, he didn't have a tax-cutting package. He just had a philosophy that we should cut taxes and that we should flatten them and we should have a lower top rate. And it was Jack Kemp in the House of Representatives and Republican House members that presented that plan, and that's how he governed. And I think Donald Trump will be a lot the same way. He wants to be successful, if, in fact, he's president.
All right, let's get some of these calls. We'll kind of sprinkle back and forth between calls waiting on the switchboard and calls that have come in already. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550. Jamie in Bismarck, go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Congressman Cramer.
Jamie.
Hey, I got a question on a couple House bills here, and see how they're progressing along or not. One of them, I know you're a co-sponsor of, it's H.R. 3799, the Hearing Protection Act, to get rid of that $200 tax on when a person buys a suppressor for their firearm.
Right.
And the other one is H.R. 997.
Jamie, we should be able to have an answer to you before the end. But yes, I am a co-sponsor of the bill, and we'll check and see where it is in committee.
I appreciate you being a co-sponsor of that, and a lot of other people do as well. My other one is H.R. 997, the English Language Unity Act, to make English the official language of the United States.
And I don't know the status of that either, but we'll try to track that down before the end of the show and get it out. I believe I am a co-sponsor of that bill as well. I'm certainly a strong supporter.
Thank you, Congressman.
Those used to be traditions. We didn't need to legislate.
You know, right.
There you go.
That's the crazy part of all this. I wish we didn't have to state the obvious and codify the obvious traditions and cultures, but we do.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Lug. We'll go ahead and roll another one of those calls, Todd.
The VA has sent me to a cardiologist here. I've had quite a few tests done. The cardiologist says, I need an ICD, but they have been unable to set up an appointment. The doctor's nurse has contacted Joyce four times, sent him a fax four times, and it's kind of funny that Joyce said they have never received a fax. So I would like to really, maybe you could find out what's going on. I don't know. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm so glad you played. This is a pre-recorded call, Scott?
Yes, came in before the break. Okay. Before the hour.
I don't know who this person is, and boy, do I hope we can track him down if there's any chance. And if he's listening, please call my office and
ask
Randy, or if we can track him down some other way. Just yesterday, I asked Randy Richards, who handles VA issues for me and casework. I said, he's been hearing anecdotes like this, and I said, I want to get more of them because, frankly, I am so tired of this, Scott. There's a bill, and I don't know that it would help this person. There's a bill that's been highlighted just this week. We're going to have a hearing on soon that allows.
Hang on one second. We're coming up against the break. Yep. We do have the listeners' caller, so we'll get that to you as well, and others welcome on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit fixthefarmsubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Piper's Auction Company's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Regent, Goodrich, Devil's Lake, and Lemon, South Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in Stark, Wells, Walsh, Burley, Morton, McLean, Slope, and McHenry counties. For a complete catalog or to view all of these Piper's auctions, go to pipers.com.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to talk to your member of Congress? It's as simple as a phone call. Every Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Kramer's here. Takes your questions on any and all topics. So lay 'em on us. 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. And you can also call and leave a message 24/7 on our Cloverdale hotline. That is 855-200-7.
1776. It's 800-855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave your message for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Yours truly headed for Watford City and the Chamber of Commerce EDC annual meeting tonight. The new 360 Main Building. It's going to be a great time. They got a great lineup. Ron Ness, the keynote speaker tonight. But I'm looking at this lineup and what they have planned, and lots of fun starting at 5:30 in the afternoon. So we'll see you there tonight. Should be a grand time. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. B-Mobile is a local family-owned company, not a member of the Verizon family now. Well, listen to this deal. It's time to join. Get unstuck from your current carrier, because if you visit B-Mobile, switch to Verizon, they'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. That's right. See the store for all the details. B-Mobile, everywhere you're at, home, lakes, beyond, and they have locations to serve you all across North Dakota. Find one near you at bmobile.com. Bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, 20 past the hour. You want to finish on the VA concern you have?
Okay, so, yes. So we want to track down the caller for sure, because I want to get his specific issue so we can follow up on it. But, it, we all saw the video in the last couple of days, probably, if you didn't see it on one of the news channels, maybe you got it online, of the veteran who videotaped the process of trying to make an appointment, and they kept saying, push whatever. And
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It shows you, Scott, and to all my VA friends, forgive me for saying this, but I have to. The VA, it's not an evil organization, but it is corrupt. It is corrupt, perhaps not by evil intent, but it's like every bureaucracy. It eventually becomes corrupt, because all it does is it protects itself. And they don't know they're doing it, maybe. They don't intend to do it, but that's what they're doing. And because this gentleman, that just the little clip that you played of his phone call, tells you what they're up to. They don't want this guy to get his heart fixed anywhere other than a VA hospital. And they may not mean it that way. They don't intend it that way. But they built a system whereby it never gets resolved until they have time for him, probably at a VA facility, when he could be walking right into the hospital in the town he lives in, whatever it is, or the closest one, and get a procedure that could keep him healthy or save his life. And by the way, save taxpayer dollars, because when you get to an issue much quicker, you are healthier and you avoid additional costs. So the bill that I'm talking about, that it was introduced by a Democrat, by the way, just so everybody knows, a Democrat from Massachusetts introduced a bill that requires the VA to use existing technology that's readily available off the shelf so veterans can make their own appointments, which would free up a lot of capacity and time. They can make their own appointments on their own smartphone or their laptop or their iPad or whatever they have. And the reason that they can't do it now is because the government hasn't created their own, software program to do it, with that, to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. But you can buy it, you can buy it off the shelf and do it just fine. So we're going to try to force more of those kinds of issues on the bureaucracy, because, again, a lot of nice, good people, healers, all for sure. But they are not concerned about veterans. They're more concerned about their bureaucracy.
Bob and Grafton, question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I called earlier. I wanted to make a comment, and then I do have a question for Congressman Cramer.
Sure.
My comment is that this country is, we have a huge problem right now. It's Barack Obama, his administration, his appointees, and the Democratic Party on one side. Mm-hmm. On the other side, we have the establishment Republican rhinos that refuse to block this president's actions. So, I would like, whoever the Republican candidate is, Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, or Ted Cruz, I'll vote for them. I absolutely will not and cannot see voting for a socialist or a Democrat. This country cannot handle that. Now, if Ted Cruz gets in, he's going to have some difficulty getting things done until we get, people like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and John McCain, people like that, out. But the establishment absolutely loathes Ted Cruz, and they can't stand Donald Trump. So once we get a Republican president in there, the next step for this country is to vote these rhino establishment types out so that we can actually get some constitutional action back into our government. You notice.
All right, Bob, got your points. I'm going to let Congressman Kramer respond to it.
Well, I can't disagree completely with Bob, certainly not at the highest level. I would say this about I think the establishment does largely have disdain for Ted Cruz, but I'd also lay a fair bit of that on Ted Cruz. I mean, he has found a way to roundly just pound every Republican senator, including some of his closest friends, at every opportunity when there's a stage, and you just don't build a lot of relationships that way. But I do have more optimism that if he should become president, he's going to find a couple of the members he named. He probably will never be able to be to work with, but you don't need them all, but you need a few, and there may need to be a leadership change in the Senate. With regard to Donald Trump, I'd say that verdict is still out. There was a wonderful story, I think it was yesterday's Wall Street Journal, Scott. I might have to dig it up before the end of the show, but that talks about how will President Trump get along with Congress, and I like to point to it because I was fairly prominent in the story. I'm going to be pretty optimistic about that. I think Donald Trump is such a performer that we have to be a little bit careful not to confuse his capacity, his ability to do things, much like that my earlier, Ronald Reagan illustration. I think that he'd be somewhat like that in terms of turning to the experts, and you'll see him adapt rather easily. I don't want to disagree much with what Bob's saying, quite frankly. I think he's got his hand on something. But I would say this, if there is a president, presidents drive a lot of the agenda for a party, but they look to largely to the House over the course of history for policy ideas. And the Senate is a different animal. There's no question about it. They've been very difficult, to say the least. I want to point also, though, to this month's National Review has a story about sort of the conservative accomplishments under this president with a Republican Congress, and it might surprise some people to see what we've been able to get done, even with only one half of the policymaking branch.
All right, sounds good, Bob. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We have Chris in Watford City and Greg in southwest North Dakota. We have a number of other calls that come in off the air as well, and a short break ahead of that. So get your questions in. Two more segments to go with Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. I have a comparison between Ed Schaefer and Donald Trump from a listener via text that we'll share for Kevin when we come back. And email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys, it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In Watford City, one of our fine sponsors. In fact, when I head out, I always think, hey, what would I do without PetroServe USA? The folks that are fueling, the travels across the great state of North Dakota and helping us all fuel better, right? Giving you a choice at the pump, and also you 4 for $4, hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, couple of cookies. Wow, what a deal. 4 for $4 all day, every day. 4 items, $4. That's a great deal. And the same thing with the wheels. Because the good folks at S&S Motors have supplied our fine transportation, that Ford Explorer, to get us all across the great state of North Dakota. And if you're looking for a truck, especially a truck, I mean, they'll find you anything. But if you're in the market for a truck and you want a deal, and, I've just been so impressed with the good folks at S&S Motors. They really do good work. For one, they specialize in this. This is their deal. I mean, they have access to program vehicles. They have a large dealer network to purchase units from. They have low overhead. They give top dollar for the trade-in. They really, really high-quality, nearly new local trade vehicles. And that custom vehicle buying service where you just say, here's what I want, and they find it at below market price. They've built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors. Give them a shot. They're in Watford City, North Dakota, where we're headed just a little later on today. Talk Radio Town Hall continues with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Texter says, Ed Schaefer wasn't a politician, but a businessman. He's the reason North Dakota started to turn around. Give Trump some credit. Anyone calling him stupid when he clearly isn't is like the Democrats calling George Bush stupid when he wasn't. Did somebody call Trump stupid? I don't know that I heard that.
I don't think
so. Somebody might have. They might have last hour. It might have come up because I'd agree with him. But what about that analogy? Is Donald Trump an Ed Schaefer?
Let's just say if he is, Ed Schaefer's a kinder, gentler Donald Trump. Because Ed's, of course, the ultimate gentleman and diplomat.
All right, set that aside. You're just talking about from a government, from a standpoint. What a government. Is there a comparison there?
Yes, because I think Ed Schaefer, I don't know, who's texting this, but to get to their point, Ed Schaefer brought a business perspective, a badly needed business perspective to the management of government. That's why, and by the way, it was perfect timing because we were down and out as a state. We were, people might remember the hand-wringing doldrums. I mean, it was like the Democratic Party ran on misery. That was kind of their whole platform. And along came Ed with optimism and confidence. But he also was very he is very pragmatic, and he forced every year. I was in his cabinet for 8 years. I submitted 4 biennial budgets, and every budget I submitted to Ed Schaefer was literally smaller than the previous budget, and I ended up with fewer dollars than the previous budget. It was just a matter of fact. There was none of this, let's grow government, you know, by huge amounts and then call 4% of, you know, tragedy when you have to cut it after, you know, couple 100% increases. He was a very practical, he took a practical business approach. He also, I'll never forget one of his very early State of the State addresses, he brought all of the regulations, state regulations, into the chamber and piled them up for a visual to show all the business committee, here are all the regulations that we have control over. Tell me which ones you need to go in order for you to create jobs. Pretty basic stuff. So I think that business perspective does have some value and benefit even in government.
All right, good text. Others welcome. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. And let's get back to the phones here and go, where are we going next? A couple of Watford City calls. Must have known we were headed there. Chris in Watford City, you're next.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Congressman. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, quick question, please. I'm a veteran. I served a lot of years in the military, a little over a decade.
Thank you.
And when I signed up on my birthday in 1984, I signed up for something called the GI Bill.
Yes.
Later in life, I took A class.
Yes.
And then went back to use my GI Bill. And the GI Bill, they said, was expired because I activated it and never completed it. I'm not alone. I'm probably one of tens of thousands of veterans who then later went on to complete their education, and now I have $40,000 or $50,000 in student loans, and I have a $100,000 benefit I've never been able to use. Has anybody ever addressed this in Congress as far as veterans benefits goes?
Yeah, great question. And we have discussed it. It's clearly not been addressed, or perhaps you'd know about it. One of the things that I learned about the GI Bill and digging into exactly what you're talking about right now is that it is terribly biased against skills training. And, you know, yours expired because you activated it by taking a class and didn't finish. Well, even the GI Bill's, quote, finished means things like a 4-year degree. That they'd rather you spend $10,000 on an MBA, for example, than spend $5,000 getting a, you know, learning a skill that's actually marketable in the economy. There are lots of things about the GI Bill that do not make any sense, and this is one of them. So let's look into that. I'd like to look more into that and maybe report in the future about where the GI Bill is, what we could be doing or what's being done to address these issues. And if nothing else, we can introduce legislation. But, yes, we've had an ongoing interest in the GI Bill and how – and by the way, a lot of this is very selfish. In the oil patch of North Dakota, we could be hiring a lot more veterans who have the exact skill sets we need, but the GI Bill hasn't allowed them to, for example, to get a commercial driver's license. Or, you know, learn the skill of, you know, maybe get certified in welding or something like that. But rather, you know, use it for an MBA, which is crazy when you think
about it. Yeah, if you think about it, the challenge is, you know, we go in as 18-year-old kids.
Right.
We have a lot of potential, but we have no legal education. We sign on the dotted line with a promise of $100,000 in educational benefits.
Right.
Then we go to use it. Life happens. In my case, I think my wife was sick or something like that. I couldn't complete schooling at that time. I came back a decade later to try and complete my degree, and they said, oh, we're sorry. We gave you $700, and the other $99,300, poof, evaporated, even though I donated more than $700 to my GI Bill.
Well, first of all, that's a broken promise. That's the first problem with it. A broken promise to somebody who... you know, who's willing to do what you were willing to do for our country, which makes it even worse. But beyond that, it's so impractical because here's what I believe. You were better prepared a decade later to get more value, both for yourself and for our country, out of the $100,000. This notion that somehow you have to come out of the military or upon graduation from high school, you're the perfect candidate for a 4-year degree, is ridiculous. You know, I got my second degree much later in life, and I was a much better student, much better prepared, and I got, you know, to thinking about it, I'd have been a better, you know, bachelor baccalaureate degree student had I waited 5 or 10 years.
Chris, much appreciate your service.
Yep.
God bless you. And you made me feel old by telling us you were born in 84, so thank you for that.
It was painful.
It was. Appreciate the call, though. 800-228-0550. Call again. Go ahead and roll that call, if you would, Todd, quickly.
Yes, Congressman Kramer, how do you intend to vote for Obama's move to close Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and move the prisoners here to continental United States? I certainly hope that you do everything in your power to stop this. And his appointee for the Supreme Court, his comment was he wants to appoint someone who's an independent thinker, code for outside thinking outside the Constitution. Didn't say he wants to appoint a constitutionalist Supreme Court. So I certainly hope that the Republicans this time finally would stop this president in his tracks. Thank you.
So with regard to the Supreme Court nominee, of course, the House has nothing to say about it, but I have signed a letter along with several of my members to Mitch McConnell, you know, telling them to stand firm, and God bless them, they did announce that no Obama appointee will get a hearing. Now, I don't care whether they get a hearing or don't get a hearing, as long as they don't ever let an Obama appointee get on the Supreme Court. That's the authority and the responsibility we have, that senators have. With regard to Guantanamo Bay, thanks for asking, the president's plan is illegal. We passed the National Defense Authorization Act. He signed it into law just a couple of months ago. And in the National Defense Authorization Act, it emphatically states that it is against the law that no detainee from Guantanamo Bay can be moved to the United States, to the mainland, or to any part of the United States. It is illegal, simply illegal. He cannot do it. Now, I suppose he could order, you know, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to send an aircraft and put all 91 of these terrorists in it and bring them to the United States and put them in prison at Leavenworth or something. But it would be against the law, and we'll take every action imaginable to stop it. But right, as of now, there's nothing he can do to bring those detainees to the United States. While I've got a minute, just want to update on the two previous, the very first caller. The Hearing Protection Act, H.R. 3799, has been referred to both the Ways and Means and Judiciary Committees. I kind of suspected it would be both because one, it deals with a tax. I don't know where the update is. It was referred, I think, in October. And then the Hearing Language Unity Act was also late last year, was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary, I believe, and has not, to my knowledge, has not yet had a hearing. So we'll kind of track those and report from time to time.
Gregory in Southwest North Dakota. We lost the other caller from Watford City that had a question about Ted Cruz. So I don't know if it was a connection problem, what. If you get a chance, call back in 800-228-0550. If you don't have time to wait, just press 1 and leave your message. Go ahead, Greg. You're up next.
Oh, good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Greg.
For who I am, I was the one that did the video of you helping out Don Shively and Karen Rohr and Jim Schmidt over in
running
for re-election. Yeah. Well, you said that at the time we were talking about me getting my grandmother's military records. I was turned down 3 times. Senator Hovind and Senator Heitkamp were both turned down. And it seems like you have more juice than they have. So I got everything from Randy Richards in about 2 weeks. And I just wanted to thank you on the air because a lot of the VA, not the VA, but the Military Personnel Records Center in St. Louis, it's a nightmare to go through. I've got my own. I've got my wife. So I've got my grandfather. But for some reason, they didn't want to give me my grandmother's because they said that I was not the next of kin. I said, well, I kept saying, everybody's dead. I'm the only one around. And you were able to get everything, and I really appreciate it. And a lot of these former military people, including myself, I served my whole life, they deserve to get their parents' military records.
Yes, I agree. Well, thanks for that. It's completely surprised to me that you'd call, but I will tell you, I don't know if what it has to do with it, whether it's juice or not, but thanks for mentioning Randy Richards, because I think what it comes down to many times, you guys, is, you know, if you have a certain expertise in your office, certain relationships that you've built, certain things that are a very high priority, and that this is one of them for us, and Randy has perfected it, and
that's awesome. We hear about it all the time. Greg, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Service Center has the tank parts you need. They are the tank trailer experts. Of course, North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer, and they have 30 service centers, plus two of them in North Dakota. They've been in Killdeer for a number of years. They're now in Williston as well, and they're doing service bumper to bumper. So anything you need done on the truck, literally bumper to bumper, they can do it, not just the tank trailer. They're the experts at that. Now they've expanded into the other mechanical work as well. they've got you covered. These are the folks that expand when things are slowing down, right? And hiring great people and always looking for more, by the way, as well, at $32 an hour salaries and killed your housing allowance. So great stuff. But if you need the part, Polar Service Center is the place. You're looking for a great job. Terry at 507-696-1164. Find out more about him at polarservicecenters.com. Okay, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues here. Let's see what's next. We had a question about the straw poll I want to ask you about. The straw poll is going how? Well, here's the specific question. Wants to know, Lester said, I voted. It was great. Now I want to find out the results. Is there a page for that?
Yeah, so the straw poll is still open, so we're not going to give final results until we close it. And it's scheduled to close right after the March 1st, Super Tuesday, although depending on the dynamics, and I'm thinking about how we can do this, with so many people dropping out, I may look for another opportunity. And I think technologically, we're able to do this and let people go back now. And if their candidate has dropped out, vote again when it gets to be a narrower field. And I think that could be kind of fun to watch because we're able to track that and dedupe and things like that so that people only have one vote. But let me tell you what's happened to this point. There's somewhere around 3,200 people have participated, which is three times as many as they thought would. And just a hint, but it's tracking similar to the national trend. Trump is leading right now. But I will tell you that Cruz and Rubio both are very close to each other. And not that far behind to Trump. So it's the three-man race is very evident in my straw poll as well.
All right, and how do folks vote?
They go to ndstrawpoll.com. Simple as that, ndstrawpoll.com.
ndstrawpoll.com, so go there and vote, and you still can. Now, how long does the voting go?
Well, we're keeping it open through March 1st, and then I'm going to assess it at that point and see if there's not – if there's a reason, I think there might be a reason to extend it for another week or so, maybe even a couple of weeks, just because of the changing dynamic. And because it's an online straw poll, we're able to provide an opportunity for people whose candidate is maybe, no longer in the race to come back and vote with the narrower field. So that's what I'm looking at doing right now. But as of now, we're looking at, like after the March 1st results are in, we'll make a decision on what to do next.
All right, sounds good. Shane, Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I just want to talk about that gentleman that called, the soldier that said, the government should pay for his schooling.
The GI Bill issue, yeah.
Everyone that signs that dotted line, I was a recruiter for a lot of years, knows that that entitlement is only good for 10 years. So to complain about it after the fact, I don't understand. Plus, they get almost $88,000 for doing just 3 years. There's no other place that does that. It's not the government's job to pay for your education completely, whether you're a veteran or not. And so I just disagree with him.
Sure.
And when he signed the dotted line, he knew exactly what he was getting.
Well, or at least he had the opportunity to know. But that said, though, I would still submit that we should look at perhaps even changing that, only because here's my view is that I think that 10 years after getting out of the service, just like 10 years after graduating from high school, is a good time to actually look at whether you're, what you want to do educationally. I think education has changed so much and our society's changed so much that it's not uncommon to put those decisions off till much later. And I think you could still fulfill the promise and still have a bargain, if you will, for the taxpayers. But you raise a relevant point. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Shane. Appreciate it. Let's roll one of those other off-air calls we've not yet got to, unfortunately, gotten to. Todd, can you roll that?
Good morning, Congressman Cramer. I've been stabbed in the back and sold out so many times by Rhino Republicans like McConnell, Boehner, McCain. The relationship is over. The only relationship I want is waving bye-bye to them. Have a good day, sir.
Well, I don't know if he's from Arizona or Kentucky, but or Ohio, but I completely get it. I completely understand. That explains the Donald Trump phenomenon. All of that said, however, I would also say, while it looks like Barack Obama has been running roughshod over the country, and he certainly has to a great degree, he's not done nearly as many things as he's wanted to do, like close Guantanamo Bay, for example. And so a lot of these same people have been part of the roadblock to keep him from from doing further devastation to the country. But I, at the same time, I understand it. I think it explains Donald Trump perfectly.
All right. Appreciate that call very much. Thanks a lot. Do we have time for any of these others? Another short one, Todd? Valley City one?
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. Thanks for coming to Valley City Saturday night. And I understand your son had a basketball game that night. So you gave that up. That sacrifice. Thank you. And right.
Quick response.
Thanks for taking the material that I gave you. For your
yeah,
wife.
I know who's calling.
Your charming wife.
She sets the priorities.
There you go. Your
pleasure
charming.
To be there.
Always
there's
good, right?
Great people in Valley City. Great
exactly
people.
Right. Thank you, sir. We'll do this again next week. Paul, apologize we didn't get to all the calls, but we
with us next week.
He will. Ben Carson, presidential straw poll participant, and a guest on Talk Radio Town Hall next week.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan receive $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag Lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.